Língua da Gente.
Well, everybody, you've probably hit the right little button on your mobile device or whatever because you're hearing Língua da Gente.
Yes, once again.
I'm Orlando.
I'm Daniela.
And today we have an elementary lesson entitled Take Out That Trash.
Oh, yeah. What a horrible smell, huh?
Your dad's going to be in trouble in this one because he didn't take out the garbage.
Yeah, Mom is so
angry. Key word is...
Cheiro.
Cheiro. Cheiro means smell, huh?
Cheiro means smell. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear this dialogue three times. You're going to hear the word cheiro. And just let me tell you, Marco's in trouble because he didn't take out the trash. Here we go.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Tem cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei o osso de galinha no lixo.
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Eu nem pensei nisso. Esqueci.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Segunda vez.
Tem um cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei o osso de galinha no lixo.
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Eu nem pensei nisso. Esqueci.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Terceira vez.
Tem um cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei o osso de galinha no lixo.
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Eu nem pensei nisso. Esqueci.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
All right, well, that's what I said. He was going to be in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Now the whole house stinks.
Oh, he shouldn't have done that.
You know, when you have chicken bones that sit in the garbage for a few days, not a good thing.
The worst.
Let's do a line-by-line translation. First line.
Tem cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
There's a strange smell here, right?
Tem cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
There is a strange smell here, right?
Tem cheiro estranho aqui, não é? Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
There is. Did you take out the garbage?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
There is. Did you take out the garbage?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo? Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei osso de galinha no lixo.
I should take it out. There are chicken bones in the garbage.
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei osso de galinha no lixo.
Who knows? I should take it out. I left chicken bones in the garbage.
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei osso de galinha no lixo. Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Marco, did you leave it there all night long?
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Marco, you left it all night long?
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira? Eu nem pensei nisso, esqueci.
I didn't even think of it, I forgot.
Eu nem pensei nisso, esqueci.
I just didn't think of it, I forgot.
Eu nem pensei nisso, esqueci. Bom. Agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Wow, now the whole house has a terrible smell.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Now the whole house has a horrible smell.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Sure enough, chicken bones left in the garbage.
No.
Not a good thing. First line, let's go do the line-by-line analysis now.
Tem um cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Now, you know, we got the word cheiro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means smell. In English, we have the kind of word smell, scent, perfume. How does the word cheiro fit? Is it a positive or a negative
sense?
No,
cheiro will be a very neutral one. Yeah.
It can be a good cheiro
or
a bad
cheiro. Cheiro estranho will probably mean something more negative. Like,
is there another word I can use instead of cheiro, which kind of has a positive or a negative connotation to it?
If you say cheiro, meaning a good scent, you say perfume, fragrancia.
Yeah, because in English, we don't really say that's a nice perfume. We can say that perfume smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
But in Portuguese, you can say tem perfume. meaning
perfume bom.
There's a good smell.
Uh-huh.
And how about if it's a bad smell?
And then you would say fedor.
Oh, that's a great word. Fedor.
Uh-huh.
F-E-D-O-R. Mm-hmm. Fedor.
Fedor.
And that is a totally a putrid type of smell.
Yeah.
And we have the word estranho. Mm-hmm. We could have said esquisito as well.
Yeah. Um cheiro esquisito, um cheiro estranho.
Now, for those Spanish speakers out there, you think that esquisito means exquisite.
Oh, but not in Portuguese.
In Portuguese, it means weird.
Yeah, it's okay. A negative meaning.
So that whole line is?
Tem cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
There is a strange smell here, right?
Yeah.
And he answers back the next line?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
And here what's interesting is the word tirar o lixo. Because I think of tirar as in tirar uma foto. To take a picture.
Yeah.
Or tirar uma cópia, to make a copy. But it's something different here, I assume.
Yeah, tirou is take out, as remove the trash, right? It's a...
Ah, that's a good way to
think
of it.
This verb has a different meaning,
yeah,
tirar.
So tirar o lixo means to remove the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You can even, like, when you go on your on vacation, you can even say that, huh?
Tirar umas férias.
Tirar
then it's
férias.
The first meaning you were talking about.
So, by the way, this is the verb tirar, T-I-R-A-R, tirar, and it can mean remove or to take.
To take. It depends on the context.
Yeah. And we're taking out the garbage. And the word for garbage is?
Lixo.
Lixo. And that's spelled with an X, by the way.
Yeah, lixo.
You never know how X is going to be pronounced.
Lixo? No, that's wrong. Lixo. Yeah.
Lixo. Uh-huh. Lixo. So, você tirou lixo? Mm-hmm. And his answer to that question is...
Quem sabe, devo tirar. Deixei osso de galinha no lixo.
So, who knows? Devo tirar. I should take it out.
Yeah.
Deixei osso de galinha no lixo.
Ooh, that smells.
So, deixar... Again, has different meanings, right?
Yeah, again. So in this case, it could be permit or deixar means permit, allow, yes, or let. But in this case, it's like leave osso de galinha in the trash.
So you can physically deixar something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you're leaving it
leave
somewhere.
It there.
You're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So deixei osso is I left it physically.
Yeah.
But it also can be like permit. Deixa eu falar com ela.
Yeah.
And there it's deixar means allow me to speak
mm-hmm.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is more the I left it.
Yes.
Now pronounce for me the word bone.
Osso.
Osso. What if I have two bones?
Ossos.
Ossos. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that vowel change?
Yeah.
One.
Osso.
Dois.
Ossos.
Ossos.
Mm-hmm.
Osso. Ossos.
Yeah.
And then we got the word galinha. Tell me about galinha.
Oh, that's a good one. Because you might think, because it has inha in the end, you might think this is a diminutive word. But this is not. This is the word itself, like galinha.
Right. Meaning, now, you can say galo for the word rooster.
Yeah, that's the masculine.
But you can't change it to feminine and say gala.
No, gala would not work. So galinha is the word.
Galinha. And so if you see little chickens running around the outside of the house, that is
galinhas.
A galinha. Uh-huh. But isn't another word frango as well?
That's what you eat. When you cook it, then it becomes your frango.
Right.
Even though some people say the coxinha de galinha, coxinha de frango.
But here, notice it is the osso de galinha.
Yeah.
It is
it's
the bone of a chicken.
Uh-huh.
But when you fry it up, you call it frango.
Frango. Mm-hmm.
Great. That whole line again is?
Quem sabe, devo tirar. Deixei osso de galinha no lixo.
Wonderful. Next line.
Mm-hmm. Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira.
Uh-huh.
Notice that word ele.
Yeah. This is a direct object there.
It's ele. Supposed to be a direct object.
Yeah.
You left it.
It.
All night.
But it's referring to osso, not to galinha. This is why you're saying ele.
So This is that perfect example of Brazilians often do not use the direct object like they're supposed to, you might say.
Yeah.
And instead they use the subject pronoun.
Like ele in this case.
So literally he's saying, or she's saying, Marco, you left he
the
whole
osso.
Night.
Uh-huh.
He referring back to osso.
Yeah.
So... This is not bad grammar. This is just normal way that Brazilians actually talk.
Yeah, that's how we go.
Okay, and so, você deixou ele, you left
it
a noite inteira. Mm-hmm. Next line.
Eu nem pensei nisso, esqueci.
You know, this is probably a good time to notice that we have seen a lot of good verbs in the preterite here.
Oh, many here.
You know, we had tirou o lixo. Remove the garbage.
Yeah.
Then we had deixei osso. Mm-hmm. I left the bones.
Yeah.
And now we have nem pensei.
Mm-hmm.
Esqueci.
Yeah.
All of these are examples of verbs in the regular preterite past.
Past tense.
I took out, left it, didn't think, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pensei, esqueci.
Yeah, very good examples.
Yeah. Last line.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Now the whole house has a terrible smell.
Yeah.
Say the word horrible again for me.
Horrível.
Horrível. This is one of those examples of all the words in English that end in B-L-E.
Yeah,
horrible,
they become
impossible,
vil.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. In Portuguese, they're V-E-L. So again, horrible is?
Horrível.
Terrible?
Terrível.
Impossible?
Impossível.
And then, so that's all those V-E-Ls. Horrível, uh-huh. Terrível.
Yeah.
Besides the word horrível, I sometimes hear Brazilians say, Horror. Is
anyway. Oh, you mean horroroso.
I love that word. Horroroso.
Yeah, horrível and horroroso are
you
the
see,
same.
In English we have the word horror,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think we have an adjective which is horror-like.
No.
But you do in Portuguese. It is?
Horroroso.
Horroroso.
Uh-huh.
That's a great word. Okay, so with that, poor old guy, he got in trouble because he didn't take the chicken bones out and the garbage now stinks.
Bad.
Let's hear that dialogue 3 more times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Tem um cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei o osso de galinha no lixo.
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Eu nem pensei nisso. Esqueci.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Segunda vez.
Tem um cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei o osso de galinha no lixo.
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Eu nem pensei nisso. Esqueci.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Terceira vez.
Tem um cheiro estranho aqui, não é?
Tem. Você tirou o lixo?
Quem sabe? Devo tirar. Deixei o osso de galinha no lixo.
Marco, você deixou ele a noite inteira?
Eu nem pensei nisso. Esqueci.
Bom, agora a casa inteira tem um cheiro horrível.
Okay, kind of as an outro here, tell me about Brazilian garbage taking out traditions.
Oh, my God. This, you should be talking to Mom about it again, because she's the one that is in charge of the neighborhood and controlling, making sure that people do not put the trash can outside before it's the right time for the what do you
garbage
call
garbage bin to
the
get it.
Yeah, to get, come and collect it. So she makes sure it's not there because the dogs come, and now, you know, stray dogs, they will open that. So, yeah.
And my experience in Brazil is that the garbage is smaller. You know, mm-hmm. where in my home in the U.S., I have a larger garbage can. And in Brazil, I always have a little tiny bag that I have to frequently
yes.
take out of the apartment and put
like
into
every
a
day.
Master mm-hmm. garbage can mm-hmm. that's in the hallway or something.
Yeah, but we don't have such a thing. So people tend to put it in front of their houses, and stray cats, stray dogs go there at night. It's dangerous.
Well, that was a fun little dialogue and a fun little story. And now we can talk about the importance of tirando o lixo.
Yeah, really.
Taking out the trash. Come back and we'll have another lesson pretty quick.
Yeah, see you soon.
Até a próxima.
Até mais.
Língua da Gente.